Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode. Today, we're going to chat a little bit about what you're available for. So if you look at your life right now, everything you see is what you're available for. And so when you are wanting to manifest something different, you have to desire it, absolutely. But then you have to become unavailable for the way that you have currently been living or what you see in your current life. And so these are kind of two ends of the same stick. So yes, you have a desire. You want it to be manifested. And at the same time, on the other side of that is, what is it that you're no longer going to put up with? What is it that you're no longer going to do, be, or have in order to up-level to what you truly desire? So let's talk a little bit more about, what does this look like? This looks like making an energetic decision that you are no longer available for blank. I'm going to give you a real life example. So for me, I have officially decided to stay in Maui and not go to the Big Island, which means I am looking for different housing here. And while I've had some fun adventures along my nomadic experience thus far of the different homes I've been in, that has given me the clarity in the diversity of options of what I am available for, what I desire. And while I had fun in the beginning 2 weeks of Maui in my little hobbit homes, I am no longer available for that. I love space. I love my own space. I love the convenience of having a full bathroom and a kitchen inside the place that I am living. So that means that I am no longer available for an outdoor shower or going into the big house or a separate space to go to the bathroom or make food in an outdoor kitchen. These are the things that I am no longer available for. Now, here's the key. When you state what you are and are not available for, your actions have to match that. So you can't say, these are the things I desire and these are my non-negotiables. Not going back, not going to do those. And then your actions contradict that. So then if I started to look at different dwellings that don't match what I want, then I am essentially dualistic in my energy because I'm saying one thing and then I'm acting in a different way. I am still playing with, toying with options that aren't exactly what I desire fully and are things that are still not what I am actually available for. And so not only does this create duality in yourself, in your energy, but it also is confusing to the universe and to law of attraction. And so when we get crystal clear on our desires and crystal clear on the things that we are no longer available for, and our thoughts and our beliefs and our emotions and our energy and especially our actions match that, that is when we are manifesting exactly what we want and what we're no longer going to tolerate. So today, I am encouraging you to think about, when you are manifesting, not just the desire, but what it means to have that desire and to be manifesting that desire, and what up level, what non-negotiables are you also inputting into your manifestation process? Make sure that you are encompassing both ends of the stick, what you desire and what you're no longer available for. And this will move you energetically, up-level you energetically into receiving exactly what you want. I hope that you have a fabulous rest of your day.
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.